Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before we get started, I want to announce a happy birthday. Yesterday we said happy birthday to Rudy, but today we're going to say happy birthday to Chuck Norris. He's 80 years old today. 80 years old today. And just like Chuck Norris, the show won't be over until the triple kick. And we will have a triple kicking going on here today because we will welcome Daniel Turner in just a few moments, but we're going to go to the Lord in prayer first. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we praise your name and we thank you for being such a loving and merciful Abba Father, creator of all life, savior and sustainer of life. Oh, how your people love to panic and look to this broken world for the answers when you alone are the answer, the life, the truth, and the way. I ask that you put your hedge of protection around our president, vice president, and this nation. May we have calm and allow the common sense you gave us to lead us. I do ask that you be with those who are sick, Father, those who are struck with fear. Bring healing and peace and comfort, O God. Be with CSC Talk Radio this morning as we tackle some tough times and issues. May we speak truth and help those who are listening. Thank you for Daniel and Power of the Future. We have some challenging times ahead. Oh God, be with us for such a time as this. Amen. Daniel Turner is our guest today. He's the founder of Power of the Future and looking to America's energizing future and advocating for rural Americans and advocating for all America. Daniel, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. You're not self-quarantined today, are you?
I am not self-quarantined. But, you know, I'm always a little bit of a social distancer anyway. I think if I, you know, start to get into my mid-40s, I realized my days of going out in crowds are kind of numbered. I'm not a big fan of crowds anymore anyway. So.
That surprises me. I see you as a mingler. I am not necessarily a mingler. I don't mind speaking to crowds. And I always thought maybe it's because I'm small. I don't like sometimes going to some of these big amusement parks, that because I'm a smaller person, I get pushed around in crowds pretty easily. So I got to duck and weave, and I don't duck and weave as well as I did when I was in my 20s. So anyway, I'm kind of with you on that. But that kind of surprises me about your personality. I see you more as an outgoing.
I've been a mingler my whole life, and I've been a city kid my whole life, and you know, now I'll be moving into the country about, you know, 2 hours outside of D.C. It's still close enough that I can come in and do what I need to, but now I'm, you know, I think this job has changed me, and so I'm looking forward to hopefully close on some land, and I'll get my animals and some guns, and I will be happy out there.
Are you coming to Missouri?
No, like, it's Virginia countryside. Plus, I'm
Any
Virginia listeners, I feel like we need to win back the state. Virginia's headed in a wrong direction in so many ways. And if I can be one voice of reason coming back into a state which has lost its identity. Virginia's legislature just yesterday passed a 10-cent gas tax, 10 cents per gallon on gas, with the goal of curtailing or changing people's driving habits for climate change, of course. And if we punish people by making gas expensive, they'll use less of it. They'll travel a different way to the store or to work, and that's good for the earth. So just think, Bethann, if I told you a gallon of gas was going to cost more money, how would you go buy milk at the store? Well, the grocery store is still 10 miles away. Am I supposed to take a bicycle? What about when there's 3 feet of snow on the ground? So, no, all you've done has made my trip to the grocery store more expensive. You haven't changed my habits. And this is where smart people in Richmond do these things. And the ones who suffer are the middle class, the elderly, the poor, most of all. This is why the left is a danger to America.
They are. And, you know, climate change is all about tax anyway. It's not about saving the planet. It's all about control and taxing the people more and more and more. They want to punish us. You remember when they talked about the fat tax? And they'll get around to that, where they're going to tax you a little extra if you get a Big Mac instead of a skinny Mac. They're going to tax you a little bit more. That's what the Bloomberg drinks were about.
Yep.
It was okay to drink the big poison drinks, you know, with the artificial sweetener in it, but you couldn't have the real sugar stuff.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was the Bloomberg methodology. She said on the record, this is not like a secret, quiet plot that he didn't want anyone to discover. No, she said on the record, if you tax bad behaviors, you are helping the poor because they don't know to make the right decisions. So you make them pay more for cigarettes, you make them pay more for sugary drinks and for fast food, and you are helping them not make those bad choices. That is the Bloomberg idea, and that's the same with gasoline. Now, Bloomberg can afford a 10-cent gas per gallon on gas. That's pocket change. And you know what? A lot of us really can afford it. We don't want to. I don't want to give... You know, if I just put 15 gallons into my car a half hour ago, you know, I don't want to give the government another $1.50. I have the money, but it's the principle of the fact that is the most irksome. And just the arrogance of these people who get elected, who think they should use their government power to tell the rest of us how we should live our life. Again, that is why our ancestors fought a revolution. And boy, oh boy, we need another one.
Taxing behavior is not liberty.
No.
That is tyranny.
Yes. Amen, sister.
I don't know how else to put it.
Yes. You're 100% correct. Yes. And it's criminal that there is this attitude amongst leftists. And then look at it on the other extension. The same people who say, we should charge you more for gas because it's better for the planet, change your behavior, et cetera. Other ones saying we should give these drug addicts free needles. We should let them live on the street. We should let them defecate on the sidewalk. We should let... And so it's the same mentality that you say you're punishing the people who are just trying to survive and the people who do genuinely need help, be it because of poverty, addiction, mental illness. Those people, you're not helping. You're just facilitating their early demise and forcing them into a life of no dignity. These are truly barbaric mindsets, and yet they're becoming a more pervasive governing approach.
And tomorrow we have Mindy on it, and I thought of her last night because they were talking about abortion and how in some states now, you know, the life of a dog or any animal is sacred, but the life of the human child is not. Now, how far have we gone in this world, Daniel, that we throw away human life and we save the lives of animals? And I love animals. I don't you know, don't want to be mean to any animals or cruel to any animals, but where they will value that over the human life, it is a sad, sad time, and I think it's telling, particularly of the left, where the Democrats are going. They say they're for women's rights. They're not for women's rights. They say they're for life. They're not for life. They're not for choice. They're only for choice if you choose their way.
Exactly. That can't possibly be the music, can it?
It is the music. We're headed into that first break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Maybe we can get some help here. 877-895, like we need it. 895-5410.
Radio.
We love to hear from them. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you'd like to join us in today's topic. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything, but the energy in the oil field right now is extremely important. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And Daniel, Power of the Future, and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with our good friend and sponsor, Daniel Turner, with Power of the Future. We are concerned about some things, and you woke somebody up in Virginia. We have a Virginia caller, Buddy from Virginia. Buddy, how are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I'm fine, and mighty glad y'all are on the air enjoying your show, and I'm also glad to hear Daniel is going to be in Virginia also.
Yeah, you need some good people like him in Virginia.
Yes, and Beth Ann, what happened, the reason the Democrats got such a toehold here in Virginia all of a sudden, it was 39 different districts that did not have a Republican on the ballot. Some redistricting and gerrymandering was done kind of behind the scenes, and they caught the Republican Party off guard or everybody for that matter. And when I went to the polls, it was not a Republican for my district, even on the ballot. I either had to write somebody in or vote for the Democrat. So it was like that across the state. And, of course, that was just enough to get a toehold in, you know.
And, you know, that is a big concern, Buddy, and I think Daniel probably knows this, too. They're doing that across the nation, and that's one way they're trying to go around the Electoral College in some areas, is this redistricting or gerrymandering, as you would like to put it, that they're doing across the way. And it is a great concern, and people need to have their eyes open.
Yeah,
so I appreciate
exactly.
You telling us. All right.
Okay, and they do claim that Northern Virginia is ultra-liberal, but I live not far from Richmond, and like I said, most of the conservative people here that hold hold the traditional values and believe that government should be kind of on the back burner. But yeah, I'm with you with your guest there that a whole lot needs to be done here in Virginia. And we've had four Democratic governors straight in a row, and hopefully we'll get a good conservative in there next time. So anyway,
when is that up? When is the new election for governor there? Has it got a couple of years yet?
I think it's going to be pretty soon. I believe.
This year?
It may be 2021 or 2022.
Okay.
We've had this one a while, and you know, of course,
we'll keep our eye on that, and you let us know, and we'll try and help out. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Bethany.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. Daniel, the whole nation is concerned about things. You know that, right? I mean, whole nation is in an uproar. That's why we need people like you in Power of the Future and others, you know, like Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group and all these. They need, because one person can't do it all. It's got to take all of us, and from every different corner of things, you know, like with the animal stuff. I mean, it's just crazy what Mindy tells me and what's going on. And they're talking about the abortion issue in the Supreme Court. Schumer's threatening the Supreme Court justices. I mean, it's just nuts. And, you know, it's worrisome. It really is. And now this coronavirus panic that the media and the left are promoting, and it's like, oh, my gosh, go buy a bottle of Lysol for Pete's sakes.
Exactly.
And you know
it's a panic because people's actions are illogical, and panic is illogical, right? You're sometimes afraid after a horror movie, so you do look in the closet and under your bed, even though in your mind you're like, yeah, but it's still panic, right? Panic and
are
irrational fears. So the fact that we see hordes of people buying bottles of water and toilet paper, it is not a GI disease. It does not have any bowel problems. So you don't need
that's what I was thinking. Why aren't they buying puffs? I mean, why aren't they buying Kleenex? I mean, what is it? It's an upper respiratory.
It's not a waterborne illness either. So your water is fine. Your well water is fine. Your tap water is fine. So just that fact alone that people are like, well, I better buy it. And plus, most of our toilet paper, a lot of our toilet paper, comes from Minnesota. So it's not like we get all this Chinese toilet paper that we have to worry about them not getting it, not running out of supplies. So that's the illogic, but that is fear, right?
That is fear. You're right.
Exactly.
But, you know, they're trying. I mean, the left has they have an agenda. And so does the mainstream media. They're pushing this fear and this panic on the people. And apparently some people don't have sense enough to go buy the Lysol or stay in the house or stop shaking hands or carry the sanitizer in your purse or whatever the case may be. I mean, New York's making their own sanitizer now. I mean, this is just craziness.
Yeah.
But they're doing it to bring and collapse the economy. We're going to talk about the oil industry and the energy industry and what they're trying to do to collapse the economy. We have a fragile economy, regardless of how strong it is right now, because of a fiat dollar, because of the national debt. It is fragile.
Yes.
And if there's anybody I want in charge when that collapse happens, it's President Donald Trump.
Exactly.
But they want to blame it on him, and that's the only way they can beat him is to tear what he's built down.
You need an unflappable and sort of steady figure, and I applaud the pick of Mike Pence because he is a fairly even-keeled. I mean, that in electoral, when he's up for president in 2024, that may be his biggest quote-unquote weakness, is that he's not an excitable person. But don't you want that in a time of crisis or from a leader?
Oh, yeah.
You want someone who just does the right thing and keeps the boat going ahead. But you're right. We have to go back to that very important and very powerful quote from Barack Obama's first chief of staff from his first term, Rahm Emanuel, who said, never let a crisis go to waste. And coronavirus is a crisis, and people will capitalize on a crisis to get things done that they would not be able to get done in another environment. We see this every time there is the tragedy of a school shooting. What's the response? Huge gun bans, right? We see that anytime there's a hurricane or a flood or a tornado. We get so many
climate
hurricanes.
Change.
Yeah. We get so many hurricanes off the east coast of the United States that it actually affects the way it's shaped. And all you need to do is look at a map from Florida up to North Carolina, and that swoop of Georgia and South Carolina is because for hundreds of millions of years, hurricanes have swooped in that pattern. We're not going to be able to stop hurricanes, but that doesn't matter. A hurricane hits. What's the opportunity? Climate change laws, right? Gas taxes, punish big oil, et cetera. And that's what we're seeing with coronavirus.
Well, and, you know, the United States has been doing so good in the energy realm under Donald Trump, and they can't stand that. That makes America great, and they don't want to make America great. And you just, I didn't get a chance to read it because you just sent it to me, was your article that Fox just got through posting, and I did steal it and post it. on the Facebook page of CSC Talk Radio. But I wanted to
Thank
give
you
an opportunity to talk about that because you mentioned the coronavirus and the panic in this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes. And the point of the op-ed is to say energy dominance, this idea from President Trump that we have everything in America right now to be an energy independent, energy dominant nation. We don't need to look to any other country. That attitude has to start pervading all of our other industry. Tucker Carlson has been talking about this a lot the last couple segments, and it's truly scary. 90 to 95% of our medical supply is made in China. Ibuprofen is made in China. If we think we're afraid of them not sending iPads and iPhones, imagine when they will not send anesthesia medicine, because most of the anesthesia medicine, I've had a couple surgeries, 90% of that is made in China, right? Why did we outsource our medical industry to China? I don't think they were bad intentioned. I think they were globalists who said they will make
money.
It cheaper. Exactly. But this is the consequence of globalism. And if you recall 2 weeks ago when I texted you before the show and said, I'm angry, can I be angry on the air? This is what I was angry about. This is
and you need to stay
globalism.
Angry. Yeah, we need to stay angry about it. We need to push our legislators to make some better decisions, and we need to encourage companies to stay here and to make better decisions. And it's a tough road.
Yeah,
because we've already gone so far the wrong direction.
And the Bernie Sanderses and the AOCs of the world will beat up big oil like it's this one tiny little entity, and they will say big oil and Wall Street. But they're very comfortable with big China, where it really is one individual. It is Xi Jinping who could decide right now, you know, we're not sending them any more medicine. We're going to keep it for ourselves, right?
And we're going into a break, but I wanted to ask you about Bloomberg. Isn't China cheap? Isn't that what he's really fighting for? Because he's not a true Democrat. And
no.
I wouldn't really call him a moderate Republican, but I think he's just after cheap China to protect China. And I got an article today from Newsmax where they're talking about Hillary running for president, and I think that's what she wants to do. Anyway, I want to ask you about that when you come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Power of the Future Daniel Turner. The number to call if you want to join us is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. As Daniel and Beth Ann, you know, we continue to try and bring America home, and we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. You can visit his website, read his articles there, powerthefuture.com. It's powerthefuture.com. Or you can go to my website and just click on the icon. This is Power of the Future. It's got a little lightning bolt on it, and it's I like your lightning bolt. So just go and visit him and read his articles there, and I think you'll glean a lot of information there. You know, Daniel, Americans are known to panic, but there's an awful lot of us out here that do have common sense. We do know that we can do the math most of the time, and we do recognize that we're not being told the truth. And the left is trying to panic this nation, and I think it is an absolute crime. It's like going into a theater and yelling fire. They're trying to panic a nation. They're trying to collapse the economy, all for the sake of getting rid of President Donald Trump, because they want that office. There's more to just wanting that office than party. It's all about power and the deep state. And he is making changes. And I believe that President Donald Trump is the first working president we've had in a long time. And they can't handle that. So the American people need to get involved, don't you think?
That's very, very well said, and you're absolutely right. And this, you know, the coronavirus is something to be concerned about. There's no doubt. I'm not making light
absolutely.
Of it. But the media, since the day before he was inaugurated, basically, or since the day he was elected, has been in crisis mode, breaking news.
Haven't they?
This is nonstop. And this is just the latest. And I think the American people are quite frankly tired. Now, this one has them riled up in a different way because it seems to be a health issue that they're more concerned about for personal reasons. But lordy, 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 from Michael Avenatti to Stormy Daniels to Russia to Ukraine to we've just been down this road for almost 4 years now. And this is the newest effort to undermine him. And they think this time it will work. Heck, Nicole Wallace, who used to be a Republican until she started getting a paycheck from CNN, Nicole Wallace basically said that she hopes this is the thing that tanks his presidency.
Wow.
Which means
wow.
How many people will be a good enough number of deaths for Nicole Wallace to be happy? How bad does the economy have to be that she will be giddy that he is out of office? Because that's what it means, right? It means misery, a broken economy, dead people. Mm-hmm. But if that gets rid of the president, in her mind, that's a good thing. And these are the people who are giving us the news every day.
No, they're not giving us the news. They're pushing their agenda.
Mm.
I mean, we don't really get news from them. They don't tell the truth about what's... They don't give the correct numbers on the coronavirus. It's not... Even, you know, Rudy was saying he was looking at the map of China, and it looks like the whole thing is red dot. But he said when you enlarge it, it's really not that big an area. And when we talk about the multitude of their population and how many have got this, it's not that big a deal. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be careful. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be concerned. But it does mean we shouldn't be in a panic mode.
Amen. Exactly. But that's what media loves to do because if it bleeds, it leads, right? That's the old media saying. And
yeah.
if you want people to watch your TV, you want people to click on your article, buy your newspaper, this is some pretty exciting stuff. And let's face it, we haven't had anything catastrophic. We haven't had a 9/11. We haven't had a Columbine.
Absolutely.
But if you're in the media industry, that's bad. And so that's why they have dealt with every issue like it's a four-alarm fire, because that's how they have to do their job. Again, the media industry is no different than any other. They are in it to make money. And they are trying to sell a product that they think more people would buy. Truth be damned.
Mm. Well, yeah, they've done that for sure, because they don't want to tell the truth. They don't want to give the correct numbers. I mean, right now we have more people that have died in every year of influenza than we have with the coronavirus.
Yes.
Even giving the statistics of the numbers right now and the percentage, it's quite a bit smaller than the influenza. And, of course, even the influenza, it affects the elderly more and the sick more, those that are not healthy. And that's the way the coronavirus is going to be. It's not a new virus. It's a new strain of an old virus. And it's something that people do need to be careful. They need to be aware. But they don't need to be in panic mode. And they've got the markets in a panic mode. They've got everybody just all stirred up for no reason.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got Congress. Congress wants to recess because it would be healthier. And I'm thinking, what if the whole world, the whole United States, everybody decided we're not going to go to work this week because we might meet somebody who might have met somebody who might have met somebody with the coronavirus?
I think Congress should recess the rest of the year, because anytime they get together, nothing good happens anyway. So I'm fine with that.
That's true.
Sort of the whole lot of them. But the first thing that can come out of the coronavirus issue we're dealing with right now is our reassessment of our relationship with China and our reassessment of globalism. That has to be, the takeaway from this virus. What other critical industries have we outsourced? And how do we prevent that? And the capitalist, libertarian, Koch brother people right now listening to me are up in arms saying, you can't stop the free markets. But this is an indication of where globalism only works when we trade with countries that have the same standards and practices as America and the same respect. I'm not worried about Italy or France. I buy their cheese and their wine and other products because I know the way they treat their workers. I know the way they engage in the marketplace. I am afraid of China. It is precisely because China doesn't follow those practices that companies move there. Hard hats cost a lot of money. Lunch breaks cost money. Sensitivity trainings cost money. China doesn't have to do any of those things. So that's why their goods are so darn cheap.
They definitely don't have sensitivity training, that's for sure.
And so globalism only will work when China is living on at our standards, but they're not. And so we cannot treat them as equals. They don't treat us as equals.
Do you think this could backfire on the left as they're trying to make this all look like Trump's fault? And it all turns around and the American people could say, oh, my goodness, China has all our medications. China makes all our supplements. What are we doing here at home? Why can't I get an aspirin? Why can't I get on ibuprofen? What is going on here? And they are the ones that will make the decision to get this turned around. Do you think it could backfire on them because the American people's eyes are opened?
I have to hope so because these companies moved overseas for a reason and our leaders let them. And this is the concern I have is that it was no mystery that Pfizer and Merck and AstraZeneca, though I think they're British, so but still, it was not a surprise to anybody that this was happening. And isn't that the job of your elected officials, to protect from all enemies, foreign and domestic? And shouldn't there have been someone? Where was the senator who had a huge pharmaceutical manufacturing plant in their state that watched it go to China and didn't jump up and down and say, wait a second? Not only is this bad for jobs in my state, but this is not good for American national security. Where was that senator? Where was that congressperson who watched medical equipment that was made in their district and then they moved to China and said, wait a second, do we really want all of our surgical materials and masks and scalpels to be made in China? Where were you on your, you failed your district, you failed America, and yet they're running again for office. We should identify these people and publicly shame them for the damage they've done to this country.
We need to do that. We do need to do that. And that is why I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. It's no surprise to them where all this stuff is being made and why we are now dependent on China. But I think it might be a huge eye-opener for the American people. I just wished I had a broader listenership that I could tell the whole world that this is what's going on. And the American people need to make these phone calls, and we're going to do the research, and we're going to see just what representative let that happen. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future, and we are concerned about the future, your future, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Table Talk brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code Bethann to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with our good friend and sponsor, Daniel Turner, and we just love him so much. His Power of the Future, he does so much for us. He does so much for you. I can't express that enough, and he is fighting tooth and toenail as best he can. And, Daniel, I know that, it's quite the battle, and right now it seems like we're battling everybody from the coronavirus to Congress to, the mainstream media and the crazy media. It just, it's unreal. You know, and it's unreal if I don't watch too much of CNN or MSNBC or any of that, but once in a while I go home, we got NBC on, and they're just giving the national news. And it's how they word things, how they phrase things, how they put them. Totally, totally different. Totally negative. And I've even noticed that with some of them that claim to be, you know, conservative. I've even noticed some of them don't put it exactly like they ought to, some of the different hosts and networks and stuff. So it's amazing to me how many fights we've got in, or how many battles we've got in this war. And it is a war. It's a war over our culture and how we're going to be governed.
You're absolutely right. Between what they watch on TV, what they're taught in schools from kindergarten through college, especially college, Bernie Sanders wants to make that now guaranteed and probably mandatory from even, 2 years old as part of his plan to indoctrinate your kids even younger. It's amazing our country is still standing considering there are so many forces, of evil, that hate this country, that hate its values. And it goes to show the importance of family, the importance of community, the importance of church. And, these are what keep our country alive. And where values are taught, but that's why the left wants to either make them illegal or take them over completely. So it's a tough battle.
Well, and I've been talking about family for a long time. They have broke the family unit down so bad and demeaned it, and demeaned the father and the mother being a part of the home, and of course the sitcoms on TV, they all act like the father's some kind of a dweeb. He doesn't know what he's doing, and just demean it all the way around, and the family unit has been broken down. But there's a lot of good families in this nation. But
weak families make a weak nation, and that's what they want. They want us to be a weak people that are dependent on government. And I think people are waking up. I hope it's not too late. I think we say every year, every election year, that it's the most important election of our lifetime. And I believe each one of them is getting more critical. But I do believe this one, to keep President Donald Trump in office is vitally important. Not because Trump's a great person. Not because he's just, you know, perfect. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he's fighting for our republic. You don't hear anybody else say that. They keep screaming socialism and democracy, not the republic, which is the people. And that's what he's fighting for.
You know, the last two candidates running for, or the last three, will not ignore Tulsi Gabbard, even though the Democrat Party has ignored her. But there are still three presidential candidates on the Democrat side, and all of them are Green New Deal supporters and want to talk about a green economy. Where do we make our solar panels? We make them in China, right? Are we going to outsource our energy grid the way we've outsourced our medical industry, the way we've outsourced our manufacturing industry?
Wow.
We talk about giving solar, you know, carbon credits and credits to Chinese solar panel manufacturing. But what's going to happen in 20 years? They want to do this by 2040 when all of America, it's not going to happen because in terms of physics, it's just not possible, but give them their pipe dream. 20 years from now, when all of our country is running on solar and renewable panels, what happens when the next coronavirus comes and we can't get solar panels? Do we turn off our electricity? Right? Do we just not have power as a nation? And so anyone who says, well, we're going to have a solar and wind, well, we make all of those things or the majority of those things in China, and even the few things we do manufacture here in America, the rare earth elements that are necessary for them to physically function, to technologically function, China has the monopoly on. And
we
so,
need to shout that every single day. I know you try. We need to shout that every single day.
That's my next op-ed, and I hope to get some good coverage on it, because that is the scary part of these Green New Deal activists outsourcing our energy now to China, and we can't trust China for anything.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, we're about out of time, and I really wanted to get into this little war that Iran and Russia and China are having with the oil and what it's doing here in this nation. It's really getting serious, I think.
It is, and American energy workers are going to take a hit because oil is only profitable at a certain point, just like anything, right? You go to the store, you can't buy a pound of bacon for 99 cents because the farmer can't raise a pig and sell it for that price, right? So every single commodity, every good, tell this to Bernie Sanders, even college has a certain price point, right, for
yes.
Because someone has to, the professor has to drive to class and buy a book, right? Oil is only profitable at a certain point, and that's roughly $30 a barrel. At that point, it becomes unprofitable. The Saudis know that. The Russians know that. And they are technically at war with each other, a price war. They don't like each other. They want to drive each other out of business in terms of oil production because they're the after America, they're number two and three in oil production, but they know that in the process they're hurting America, but they don't really care. The Saudis aren't our friends. People are an ally.
And Russia, Putin would really like to hurt Trump because he doesn't really want Trump to get reelected.
No. And the Saudis are not, they are our strategic companion, but I would not call them an ally, and Russia is certainly not an ally. And they know if they can drive down the price of oil to a low point and America suffers as a consequence too, what difference does it make? The ones who have the upper hand here are the Saudis, because the kingdom will just use its tremendous amount of cash to offset the difference. If oil is pumping at $28 a barrel and it's not profitable, what's the difference? $3. The kingdom will pay the $3 a barrel. The king personally will pay the $3 a barrel difference because everything is controlled by the kingdom, and they'll survive. In America, we would call that a bailout. Can you imagine if President Trump suggested a bailout of the energy industry. Well, no, into that politically, so we'll just take the loss, and it's going to be bad.
We would see AOC have a conniption. That might be worth it. I don't know. We're out of time. Thank you, Daniel, so much. I can't wait to have you back. We'll talk to you in a little bit on Friday if you come back with us then and give us what happens between now and then. Get an update and let me know about that op-ed because I really want to read that one. Thank you,
Thank
Daniel.
You,
we need to shout
Thank
it from the rooftops. Stop depending on China and start making America great and profitable again. Stop listening to the left with the panics. Start using your common sense. Coronavirus is a virus. Keep yourself in if you can. Keep your hands clean. And you know what? Spend a little time on your knees and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? And the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged. Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.